Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Translation. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure 2020, episode 34, Hikari and Tailmon. I'm May, and of course, as always, I'm joined by two lovely women. First of all, we have Quinn.
Hi.
And also, we have Evie.
Hello.
And with all that out of the way, we've got our new recording time. And with that, on to the show! The previously on says that Tailmon was Dark Knightmon, so that's a great way to start the episode because...
Thank you.
We straight away have an explanation. No, she wasn't in gay baby jail. She wasn't Vord. She was
It was admittedly confusing considering we were inside of Dark Knightmon finding Tailmon. Like, make your metaphor clearer, please. Does Tailmon have inside her just like, really tiny little rooms? Is that what we're doing?
I think it was like, well, when we first saw Tailmon, it was like... her holy ring, and she was kind of like a spirit that sort of erupted from that holy ring. So you could say that the holy ring was the actual embodiment of Tailmon, and then she sort of grew out of that, and then that's how she came. I don't know, I'm just trying to pull out things, but I don't know, I don't care that the show actually said that Tailmon was Dark Knightmon, and I really appreciate that we actually...
They needed to clarify that, and I am grateful they did.
Yep, they needed to. Yeah, I'm surprised they did, honestly. Like, I think we even said, oh, are they going to actually say what the deal was there? I mean, I'd like a bit more, like,
it would have been very Kingdom Hearts of them to later come back and give us a long, boring story that doesn't answer the question. And I'm so glad we didn't get that.
Yeah, like, I'm actually kind of happy.
It's a little
true. If we just leave it at, like, oh, she just got corrupted by miasma and became Dark Knightmon, I'd be actually fine with that if they didn't, like, go into it any
specifics. We legit appear to have done the thing that we were hoping they would do, which is just, retcon all the times when Hikari's voice actress probably just couldn't show up. And now she gets to have a personality.
Which is great, because I think we were sort of saying, okay, is she possessed by homeostasis, or is she just being called to the entire time and that's why she's weird? And it almost makes, okay, it's since she's, like, been 3 years old or something that she's been being called to. So
maybe? Yeah.
Something's there.
Yeah, it's definitely working for everyone who ever identified with Digimon and mental illness.
Yeah.
Which, but you also, know, good
I
for them.
I'm just like, I'm surprised that we actually got an explanation, though. But anyway, and that's just the previously on. That, like, big chunk of the discussion there, that was just the previously on. So buckle yourself in for the rest of the episode. So I start my notes for this episode with a joke. Which is a reference to how in every season of Digimon, for some reason, we decide to have the kids walking through a desert, and this show decides to be different by actually having them ride a dog train through the desert instead of walking through it. So that's fairly revolutionary, honestly.
A dog train is walking through the desert, though. It uses eight legs.
Is it walking? But we never get to see the legs, but I guess that is true.
We do.
The kids themselves aren't walking.
When Commandomon goes underwater later, you see its legs.
Do. And also, he has a propeller tail, which is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I don't know. Commodomon is probably, like, one of my favourites now, just on the basis that his dog is Trailmon, but somehow better. I don't know. Anyway, it's the best thing. Well, I keep on saying, oh, this is the best part of the episode throughout my notes here. So, get used to that. I'll try to censor myself. Because I say that a lot.
Affix
so,
additional restraining harnesses.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, so this is what I say. Also, probably the greatest thing I've ever seen, and I say this line about 10 times through this entire all my notes, because things keep on happening that I call the greatest thing I've ever seen. So Tailmon speaking the Commodomon's language is just so funny, and just like, she's
Tailmon
just barking at it.
Tailmon is so incredibly Mary Sue, I love it.
But it
she's
makes
just the best at everything.
It's like in the original, and I can't remember if this was in the dub or in the Japanese version, but like, no, I think it's in both, where Tailmon just sort of meows when she's trying to be a cat, but this time is infinitely funnier because it's her going woof, 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 woof to a dog, and it's just so funny. It's just such a simple little thing of like, oh yeah, she can speak Commodomon language, which did Digimon have different languages depending on their like, species?
We're really leading into the evolution thing with the, oh yeah, y'all must have adapted to water. Apparently.
Yeah, that was something that was such, like, a quick line that...
We're really building on that as a theme, though, and I'm super into that as foreshadowing for alternate evolution paths that I at least am now completely certain is what we're just going entirely in on.
Yeah, which is like, it sounds good, and again, it's one of those things I would say, that sounds too good for Digimon, but then again...
They're really trying to make this a slightly educational show, and I'm digging it.
I'm surprised. Like, is this the same show that, like, a few episodes ago couldn't even have the majority of the cast having any lines?
I'm pretty convinced that they put a lot of thought into this show and put, like, real effort into planning out the story in advance and then got screwed by COVID. And that maybe we're now getting past the worst of it, because there's still some, like, iffy animation throughout this episode, but I don't care.
Oh yeah, the whole episode has a lot of iffy animation, but for some reason, whenever Tailmon's involved, the animation just steps up.
Because Tailmon everyone so loves well Tailmon.
But
even they
then
were
you compare
waiting
it with
for
Hikari.
It.
Yeah, Hikari, like, in the same shot, looks, like, fairly average in terms of animation. Then we have this beautifully drawn Tailmon, and maybe it's because Tailmon is just fairly simple in her design. She's just a white cat with purple things and also gloves.
I mean, that's where Super Saiyan came from.
Yeah, fairly, you know, simple design, but so every time she's on the screen, it's just like, that is some good animation.
It looks like a tech demo suddenly.
Yeah. So, yeah,
I'm very here for it. Please do more Tailmon. Tailmon is right about to announce that she's here to be the leader. And I'm like, Tai, take off the goggles.
Yeah, and like, Hikari...
You don't deserve this big Toblerone.
No, but Hikari being on the Komodomon, like, on the head and, like, yelling something out, like, wordlessly, which I found funny at first. Like, look, we're going back to pretending Hikari doesn't talk. but then she is saying something. It's just that they're tenneting it and you can't hear it over the background noise. But you can't even hear anything. Like, I assume that when someone's yelling, you can hear sort of like a...
Something. Yeah, some kind of audible cue would have been a little better, but... Even so.
Yeah, but it's fine. Like, I'm all for General Hikari riding her Komodomon steed into battle with her trusty cat on her side.
Honestly, like, it's like they just listened to us bitch at Tri for 3 hours.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, Hikari being a character. What a concept. And then they just went with that. Anyway, so Komodomon becomes a boat train, and his tail is propeller, and it's so cool. Like, I'm not sure how they managed this to not be, like, dumb and ridiculous, but they managed, and it's just, they made it look really cool. I'm like...
This episode's full of Digiworld weirdness.
Yes, and I love it. Like, it's not just like, hey, here's a bad episode, oh, here's some Digiworld weirdness, the trees are going to be on fire, and then they're not going to be on fire. Digiworld weirdness. This one actually was, like, decent, almost. And I start to complain.
A submarine.
Yeah, basically, like, oh, it's the car in The Spy Who Loved Me. It's an underwater car. I don't know. I love it. And I almost started to complain. I was just like, how are the characters alive? They're in the back of this, like, boat going underwater, and then the next shot we see a bubble over the top. So it's just like, oh, never mind. There's a bubble. It's fine.
I love that it's a bubble.
I can't complain.
Like, it's not just a plain glass shield or something. It's literally just a bubble. Like, you see it wobbling.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just
terrified to be on.
Yeah,
I would
for
love
real.
To be in that. Like, you know those giant bubbles that, like, you see in, like, whenever they have something in the city or whatever, and they have, like, a giant, like, paddling pool, and they put you in, like, this... I've never done it because I'd probably throw up, but they put you in, like, a giant bubble, and then you run around. Like, the giant hamster wheels, basically, but they're on water.
I do not know this was a thing, but oh my god, it's a new life goal.
I've seen them a lot in Asia and Australia, so it might just be like an Asia and Australian thing.
Okay.
But whenever there's like a festival, they always have like these... they're just hamster wheels, but they're inflatable.
I'm gonna I'm gonna ask about this the next time I'm in Japan, because this sounds amazing.
I'm not sure if they've ever been in Japan, but I've seen them in, like...
All right, fine. I'm gonna come visit you, and then or
okay,
whatever.
Apparently they're called Zorb water balls. Okay. They're Zorb water balls. But apparently all the photos I can see, they're actually on
water. Every
like,
time you say the
water?
Word water balls, I'm just... So, thank you.
Anyway, so yeah, they're in this giant Zorb water ball, which apparently they started in China.
Okay.
Apparently, that's what the internet is said in my 2 seconds of research, and I will link that in the link dump so you can also see. They're a human-sized hamster ball. This water version lets you take it into the pool. Unlike a real hamster ball, it's not made of hard plastic, because obviously you would suffocate, but it's in PVC with some give, perfect for bouncing on the water. Anyway, so they're in a Zorb water ball, and so I can't complain, because I'm like, well, they're actually not almost killing the children, but not for once, so that's surprising. So yeah, that's great, and they go down into a whirlpool, and then the next shot, they're inside Komodomon, and Tailmon says they're going to head towards Faga, which... We sort of find out when Tailmon explains at the end of the war.
I need to know what Faga actually stands for.
I think Evie's wonderful Google foo last week might have hit the nail on the head. Being
I forgot
the
this
tech
then.
Giants.
Facebook,
yes.
Google.
Oh my
Google,
god, that's Android, way too good. Oh my god, this show is way too good. They're turning me around on this show.
Yeah, and also, like, having the tech giants be like, oh, this is where Millennium on Shard went, like, A plus
this is
there.
Why they're greedy and evil.
Yeah, which is... And also, like, a few people on Reddit were like, hey, what's Faga? And I said, oh, maybe it's Facebook, Apple, Google, and Android. And people said, oh, but Android's part of Google. I'm like, well, no, Google sponsors Android, but they're actually sort of...
It's an open source project, yeah.
Yeah,
it's the only part that I actually use of Android, because I have a custom ROM on my phone.
Yeah, like, Android and Google are separate companies, but Google is a sponsor of Android and obviously uses Android, but they are separate. Like, they are separate companies.
Yeah, but I think it is
Android
Amazon and not Android anyway.
It's actually a foundation.
Oh, Amazon.
Yeah, I thought it was Facebook,
Amazon
Apple,
is probably...
Google,
oh,
Amazon.
I thought it was Facebook, Apple, Google, and Android.
I think Amazon makes more sense in this context. But yes,
Amazon
Android
makes
is
so much
thing.
More sense. Yeah, if it's Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Apple, like that's even better.
I kind of like that the big five tech companies includes Netflix as well, but this show doesn't.
That's fair. It'd be Fagan.
Yeah, and that's just sounding increasingly like a slur, so
yeah,
I'm good keeping
it's
it Faga.
Becoming a bit of, yeah, Faga. Yes, yeah, slowly becoming a slur. It's,
you know, that's in the running for episode title now.
Oh, I really like Previously on Code Lyoko, which, just in case we ended up making a better title, Quinn came to me before recording, was like, we have to call this Previously on Code Lyoko, and show me a photo of Hikari with a giant forehead with the feather. So, yeah, dangerously close to becoming a slur is also pretty good, though. But it might be too long. Or Zorb balls. Anyway, giant water hamster balls. Anyway, so yeah, we're heading towards Faga, where the last shard of Millenniumon fell. And again, we don't know what Faga is, but like, I'm pretty sure if it's Facebook, Amazon, Google, Apple, or something.
It will
along
also
those lines.
Probably be something in particular within the universe, but that is a pretty clear allusion, I think.
Yeah, and that'd be like, that's very Atmon of them.
No, this is so much Atmon, and yeah, no.
Yeah, this is very, the big corporation is the enemy. Who's the bad guy? Oh, probably the giant evil-looking building there that's been there since episode one. We're going to ignore that. Okay,
you know, I feel like an asshole now, because I'm realizing that they literally couldn't have probably more than two people in the studio to record at any given time. So, yeah, that's almost certainly why we had to pay by the word for our...
Yeah, I'm happy to just blame, like, we'll the just... first, like, chunk of episodes on COVID.
Yep.
Like, even if it's not the case, even if they had all those episodes already done, I'm going to just say it's COVID because it helps me sleep at night, like...
Well, and,
there
like,
was, like, the massive break,
COVID.
Like, after episode three.
It was after episode
was...
three, but there were... There was a lot of that year in there, and they definitely couldn't go a full year without making money.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
and
COVID
also,
probably already... explains why that happened.
Yeah, no, 100%. And, like, I mean, I'm sure, we did say, you know, this is probably COVID at the time, but I was thinking back to some articles I read about voice acting at the time, and yeah, no, that had to be just terrible until they could get things set up.
Yeah, but hopefully it's getting better. I think cases in Japan are getting up again, but anyway, done with the doom podcasting, back onto the regular podcasting, because this episode deserves it. So we have Tailmon saying that Fagra's where the last shard of Millenniummon fell, and the shard tempted Digimon who were greedy for power, and this is where we just see Tailmon just being beautifully drawn, and Hikari just holds on to her, and she says how she's happy that Tailmon didn't, like...
She has the most precious smile. It's so good.
I
love her.
Like, I don't know how, like, maybe it's because she's not being called to all the time, because she's actually met Tailmon, that now she can have a personality.
Yeah, we're going with, yeah, she's able to talk now. She has an actress on the payroll, so here we go. Calling, that's what happened. Let's go.
And, like, Hikari just, in this episode, and I guess I'm getting a tiny bit ahead of myself, but I don't want to not say this, but I feel like Hikari is the most, like, a child out of all the characters in this episode. Like, the way she just sort of clings to Tailmon, and she just, you know, wants to be with Tailmon because it's her friend slash pet. It's just so realistic, and it's just...
I love it. It's so pure.
Like, and it's just believable.
It's such a weird contrast to just Izzy showing up to say, okay, so I have an update on the ISS. Yeah, they escaped in the Soyuz.
Yeah.
So that's good, but we still have to save Tokyo, I guess. But we want to be clear that no astronauts were harmed.
Yeah. You know, there's in that, like, video, I think it's from Peppa Pig, where she can't whistle and she's calling her friend, and her friend's like, I don't know how to whistle. And she's like, oh, you just put your lips together and blow. And then the friend, like, starts whistling, and then Peppa Pig just closes the phone. I just wanted Tai Chi to do that with, like, Kershaw saying, I have an update about the ISS, close.
Yeah, that would have been amazing. But because, no, I'm actually... Like, given that they, like, clearly had an engineer look at this idea that they had to destroy Tokyo, I'm kind of digging it. They've been stringing us along, and the boats thing was dumb, but I appreciate that at every point someone put real thought into a problem that a person with a computer could maybe solve.
Yeah, and it's nice that we're actually giving him a role to do during this point. He's just, like, being Google.
It's not kind a lot, of annoying, but it's... that...
Something. So small.
It's all he's doing in this season is just, like, being far away and giving them updates, but at least we don't have Jedi. Like,
yeah.
He's just Jedi.
100% less rape.
But that,
and also,
that sounds so bad, just, like, relegating one of your main characters to be the old guy that no one liked.
Yeah, not good, but at least he's adorable this time.
Oh yeah, at least he's adorable. And also Kabutoimon. And also we get the Digimon Encyclopedia, which is consistently just, like, a great part of every episode.
I'm also hoping they'll start coming back together now that the show's back on track.
Yeah, and I hope that, like...
It also makes a lot more sense if we're really doubling down on Divergent Evolutions, why it's so clear how bored they were with the first set that they had to get out of the way.
Yes, that seems so fast. And now we're up to, like... We're basically caught up to the original show in terms of
evolutions. Other than Polyangemon.
But we haven't seen him in this either.
Metal Grey, not Metal Greymon.
No, exactly. Garurumon.
But I mean, Metal Greymon, yeah. But that's fine. I don't mind. I'm glad that we didn't have just, like, Yamato say, Yamato, I'm still running through a desert, BT dubs. Like,
if
we're fine with that.
Mimi's
still having a great
time. Please let it be the brother and sister that I care about a little bit.
Yeah, even... Like, if it's Hikari and Taichi, like, the Hikari and Taichi show, I'm fine with that, because at least it's not just two men.
Yeah.
And also, Hikari is adorable in this episode.
And there should be a lot less shipping this way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please. Hopefully. Please not ship the children,
especially
if possible.
Especially with Takaru basically not being there now, which is, you know, kind of working fine.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have Hikari saying that she's happy that Tailmon didn't turn out badly, and I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure she kind of did become a little bit evil there for a hot minute, but never mind. And then Tailmon then says she has to defeat Millenniummon because it's her duty as a holy Digimon, and then Patamon's just like, oh yeah, me too! I'm here! Hi! Which is, like, the entire episode is Tailmon being, I'm a holy Digimon, this is my duty, this is my destiny. And Patamon's like, hi guys! I have wings! I become Pegasus! Ah!
It's very much
and Tailmon's
channeling,
very serious.
It's just channeling... it's just channeling Stevie from Frontier. Just that Patamon floating around with the belt.
Or the,
Please let Patamon meet me.
Or I was about to say, like, I don't know why it sounds like almost Cosmo Wanda, the impression that I was just going for.
A little bit, yeah.
From Fairy Odd Parents.
We need to bring Neimon back now.
We need Neimon, and I still want this to be a sequel to Frontier, and Neimon's just like, watch Bakemon die in a war or something. Oh. I don't know. Like, make it heartbreaking.
No, let them be alive and married now.
Well, they were married, but then that's why Bakemon wasn't with Neimon, and Neimon seemed really subdued because he's like seen the love of his life die.
I mean, I get that, but also I don't want to kill the only canon gay characters again.
Yeah, because they are parents. They get called dad and dad by Patamon.
Yep.
It's the best. Mummy, daddy.
Let them be happy.
I love that. They're the best part of Frontier. please, can this be a Frontier sequel? But also just do a different Frontier, because Frontier could be so good, but it needs so much work. Anyway, so Tailmon thinks about how she'll never want to put Hikari in danger again, and here's the moment like, oh, are we giving them both characters? Like, are these two characters getting to be characters? That's great. And then we have Komodomon crashing into some underwater village with all these Deep Saber Digimon, and then a horde of Mambomon attack, and this is Patamon with the Digimental of Light. And then we see Sihomon, who is a Martimon with the Digimental of Light, and then Sihomon's like acting as some alarms and bringing off some siren. And then we have Mantaraimon, who is Patamon with the Digimental of Reliability, showing up and attacking. And it's just so great to see these Armor Evolution Digimon show up. I'm fairly certain we've seen Mantaraimon before, but I feel like we haven't seen Manbomon before in the anime. I'm not sure, but I'm happy he's here.
Yeah, no, I'm digging all of the Armor Evolutions coming by. Again, I want to call out that like we're really doubling down on this. You have to adapt to survive in the digital world, because if we're gonna say that evolution exists, we should maybe have thought of this idea before now.
Yeah. And we also see that this part of the underwater city's defense mechanism appears to be Daipenmon, who is the hybrid spirit of ice, which is great. Giant popsicles, best thing ever, was previously seen in Cross Wars and was easily one of the best parts in Cross Wars on the basis that he's a penguin. He's just a shaved ice machine. That's his design. Like, somebody went out, saw a shaved ice machine that was in the shape of a penguin and went, that's the Digimon.
It's so good. It's pure. This episode is great.
Yeah, it's great. Well done. And also, it just has such nice Digimon just make quick appearances. I'm just clapping the whole time. Like, they were in the virtual pets. And that's just the way I am now. So we have Tailmon attacking and defeating two Mantaraimon. And everyone's like, hey, look, she has a holy ring. And then, so I'm like, wow, they're doing some pointing things out, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Like, can't really
expect that
in my Digimans.
We're not pointing out the Holy Ring specifically to take it away.
No, we're not. We're just not just saying, well, it's there for an entire season and we didn't address it. But we're going to use it as as basically a way to nerf a character. So that's a thing. Anyway, so Hikari's in the battlefield and Tailmon says she shouldn't be there. But Hikari says she wanted to see her, which is just like, you can kind of see Tailmon's point of view, but at the same time, you can also see Hikari's point of view because she's like, she's 8 and she wants to be with her kitty cat, which is great. And then a giant marine Angemon shows up and apologizes for the attack, and instantly I'm just given the Wizard of Oz vibes, and it just continues to give me Wizard of Oz vibes. It's like Wizard of Oz, but underwater and with more
fairies.
A lot less creepy. And so yeah, Marina Angemon's huge, and she's just like, I'm protecting the city. And then Takeru's like, hey, you have a holy ring like necklace. And then Tailmon's like, yes, it's thanks to the holy ring that I can fight with such a small body. And Marina Angemon's like, yeah, I use mine to protect the city. And Takeru's like, hey, Patamon, where's your holy ring? And Patamon's like, I don't have one. And then, and this is something I won't say on air, but, and this is a plug for our Patreon Discord server, I said exactly what I thought that was in our Not Safe for Wormmon chat, which is the NSFW chat, and that's, I put it exactly what I thought from that line, which I will not say on air because it's a clean podcast, but
Auntie Quinn came along to provide further information after that.
Yeah, it was great. That's what I didn't read this morning.
Yeah.
Yep, you've got a wild ride to read. So there's the Patreon plug for this episode until the outro.
What are you doing?
Don't read it now.
No.
I don't want to see that phrase ever again.
Neither do I, but I thought it, and I was like, well, I can't just think this and not put it somewhere anyway. So
you needed to curse the Padamon rest doesn't of us, have but away we go.
Anyway, Padamon doesn't have a holy ring and looks sad, and I love how Takeru and Padamon aren't really the focus of this episode, but they still get to have their own...
What a weird lampshade on. Yeah, Padamon was just before we really thought of the holy ring idea much.
Yeah, I mean, he gets Beomon has a holy one. Ring, doesn't he?
Beomon's standing there with a holy ring, and no one points it out!
Yeah, well, yeah, that's definitely the design... before they decided to make a plot relevant. But you, like, but I always thought that the one... No, Beomon doesn't have a holy ring. She's got, like...
Oh, it's like
one
silver of those things.
Metal thing.
Yeah, it's... You know the things they put on birds in parks?
To keep...
Like, it's like an
identity... Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an identification like sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, or that's you what might I always use thought, it but for a bird in a cage kind of deal.
More importantly, Parrotmon has one.
Parrotmon did have one.
Actually, I think Parrotmon has, like, four. yep. Parrotmon has all of the holy rings. He's the holiest Digimon that was also a bad guy a few episodes ago, but let's ignore that because that was in the bad times. Let's only focus on the good times. Padamon doesn't have a holy ring.
Poor Padamon.
I like that they pointed that out because otherwise I'd be like, but he's holy Digimon but doesn't have one. I love that Takeru made him sad. I don't know why. It's just great.
Why
is
he
sometimes need that friend?
Yeah, just like, hey, Padamon. You're a holy Digimon, where's yours? And Padamon's like, I don't have one. It's precious. I love it. Anyway,
why
so
you gotta
Marine
bully my
Angel.
Boy?
I'm not bullying. I'm just saying that he's, you know, doesn't have the holy ring like everyone else. So, yeah, Marine Angelmon says that the...
Padamon is pretty, like, battle-wise not great as a Digimon.
Shut up.
So that tracks.
No.
But Angelmon is good. Bye-bye. I think Pegasusmon has them. Pegasusmon has them. So the holy ring appears, but which also leads into my theory in the join Discord and see what I said. Anyway, so moving on. So the children told that they can rest in the castle, and then Marine Angelmon sends them away on floating bubbles. And I absolutely love how Tailmon is so concerned for Hikari, just like, it's just in this nice shot when they're all floating up on the bubbles, and like Tailmon's just holding onto Hikari like a caring like guardian, and it's just such a nice touch to their relationship. Like, it feels a lot more meaningful than in the 1999 adventure, where we're just like, I was evil and trying to kill you. I guess I was always waiting for you. Oh, well. And then she kind of likes her, but she's never this concerned.
Yeah, she's coming on a little strong here with the mom thing, and I really hope that we're going to get over that after this episode.
I think we will. After this
on
episode,
the other hand,
I think
Hikari
we will.
Could maybe use a mom in her life.
Yeah, and also, I don't know how her skinny legs are supporting her body. Like, I'm just distracted by this screenshot that I took.
Where she really does have a con of, like, two.
Yeah, she's just got, like, half a centimetre, like, width legs. And I don't know, I don't know how they're connected to her waist.
They also don't have knees.
Like,
she looks like Puppetmon.
She doesn't have knees. Yeah, she looks like Puppetmon, you're right. So
she looks like Puppetmon,
the...
also thrown in the pool.
I've also put that on Twitter, so I will also put that in the link dump, also, along with the Zorb balls. So
Padamon's face
all
in that
see...
screenshot is so good.
All of their faces, I think Padamon's pretty good.
Just like,
but,
what?
It's a good screenshot. So anyway, they all get yeeted by bubbles, and then... the group arrives at the castle, and we find that Marine Angelmon is actually super tiny, which is, again, very Wizard of Oz of you, where we have, like, this giant face and behind
they,
the cloth.
They did kind of
normal
foreshadow
man.
It with the see-through face. It was kind of neat.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. Like, I was like, honestly, I know that Marine Angelmon is small. It's just something that we all know from, like, Tamers, for example.
But if you're
or just
a kid, that's a
thought.
Really cute reveal.
It's a really cute reveal. And even now, in this, when I was watching this, I was like, okay, maybe Marine Angelmon's just super big this time. Like, even I'm just, like, not even considering that... Like, I'll take the show's word for it. Weirder things that happen. We have a giant Marine Angelmon now. But I'm absolutely happy that it's just a small little... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was a cute reveal.
Yeah. Marine Angelmon is high on my list of potential partners. I think eventually what I decided I settled on since... well, most of my first round choices are a little too obvious.
Yeah. Very cute, though. Marine Angelmon's so cute. And I don't know. I'm really happy to see Marine Angemon. Also, like, potential evolution of Gomamon just hanging out there. Kind of cute. Which just looks like Gomamon, but pink. Anyway.
I want y'all to be aware that I've made a terrible mistake.
Oh, no.
There is an open can of crisps on my desk,
yeah,
right next to me.
Can of crisps?
And I cannot eat them.
You cannot?
I cannot eat them right now. This was a terrible mistake, because I get to look at them. Anyway.
Well, we better try to wrap up so you can, like, indulge in those, in that can of crisps.
Indeed.
What?
Okie dokie.
I've never heard of crisps in a can.
It's a thing.
Pringles.
Yeah.
Oh, Pringles, that makes sense.
Yeah, Pringles are in a can. Like, that's the thing. Like, you fist the can to get, like, to the last, like, five Pringles.
I never considered what Pringles were actually contained in.
It's a can. It's a tube.
I suppose it is more of a tube of crisps.
Yeah.
It's a can.
You don't need a can opener for Pringles.
It's true.
Not with that attitude. You can use a can opener if you really want. I'm
not
going to stop you.
Many a Pringles can as an antenna.
I've hit people with those before.
Alright, I feel like mine
back
were more impressive, but...
Okay, we should probably continue so you can eat those crisps. We get to see the group actually eat, which I feel like it's the first time since we met Leomon that we're actually getting to
supposed to accept that all of this happened in the last day.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, Lotmon fed Agumon food, but this is the entire group eating now, which is really great. And then we see a bunch of Deep Saver Digimon in a band, and this is including Sangomon, who actually is a newly released Digimon. This Digimon just debuted in the Pendulum Z, which released in November 2020. So that is
In
new
universe,
Digimon.
Was Don Devimon yesterday?
I don't think they've slept. I don't remember them. Oh no, it might have been nighttime at one point on the Komodomon.
It must have been longer.
So I think it was yesterday.
Koshiro's called them 7 times.
I think it was yesterday.
Koshiro, what are you doing?
Koshiro's very clingy, okay?
He just keeps calling,
just
like,
very
yeah,
hey guys, can you save Tokyo, please? Because I can keep telling you, but, like, did I tell you that there's this space station and it's going to crash? Guys?
And they're just sitting there going, time is fake. You know, the 2020 mode
of,
like,
queer standard time.
Yeah, basically. Anyway, so Sangomon, we see him, is great. I love seeing Sangomon, especially because it literally just debuted like 2 months ago. A+, great to see a new Digimon. And then we have Tailmon noticing Hikari is gone. And then we see that Hikari is taking care of Komodomon. But then Marine Angemon shows up to heal the Komodomon. And then Tailmon looks really motivated and inspired by this. It's just a really nice touch.
It's so
just like
cute.
It's such a quick scene that doesn't really necessarily need to be there, but it's good that it is because it actually
a relationship in a way that we have not had with any other character. Like, no other two partners have a bond of that nature. And it's great.
Yeah, and it's like Hikari being, like, caring about something. It's like giving Hikari some personality, and that's really nice. And then we have Tailmon reacting to that personality, and that is also really nice. And it's just something that I was surprised to see, like, this quick little, like... It doesn't really do anything to the plot. It only improves the relationship between these two characters. And it's just really... It's just surprising. So then we have Koshiro finally giving an update on the ISS, and we find that the remaining crew escaped the Soyuz, but there are other satellites in the path. And then Tailmon. Yeah, Sora got a line for, like, good on her. Like, she can only have a line sometimes. She can have a line as a snack. And then we have Tailmon seeing the group for some reason outside the window. It's kind of creepy, but I'm here for it. Because I guess the show's trying to say that she still kind of feels like an outsider a little bit. Like, she's just like, this is her goal is to defeat Millenniummon, and she's kind of like feels like an outsider, I guess. But maybe I'm reading far too into that. Anyway,
I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm into it. Like, she's sort of behind the glass looking in. It's like, you know, a cat is outside and watches the family eat the chicken. She's like, why not?
I think they're trying for more of a, to suggest that she feels maternally toward her. But that's fine, you know, and I think there's a bit of both of that. She's forming a relationship with another sentient being for the first time since, I don't know, a millennia ago, I guess.
Yeah, this ancient war. Then we have Tailmon saying that everyone in the group has a heart of a warrior and that she can't lose. And this is just so nice that not only are we seeing her have forming some bond with Hikari, she's also forming General a bond with Tailmon. The rest of the group. Yeah, General Tailmon, I'm here for this. Then we have Marine Angemon saying that she senses some dark intent from the attacking Digimon and she has to move the city. And then we find out the Black Lightning can reach underwater. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Physics, it's different for this lightning. It's fine. I'm here for this. It's fine. The episode is good.
We had a dog with a bubble on its back swim underwater.
Yeah.
We've given up on physics. Physics does not have any place.
So like...
I'm pretty sure there's a wrestler called Black Lightning, but I don't know where I get that impression.
I believe you're thinking of the superhero.
Okay, that works too. Aren't wrestlers just superheroes, but they don't have magic powers?
With lower production values.
It's really just the ballet. I love wrestling. It's great. Anyway, so during the night, which is... we're almost having another day. Very slowly, we've got some time happening. We're on to the second day since we
24
got
hours
to the digital. Yeah. And we have another part where I'm just like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever seen. And it's Tailmon trying to tuck Hikari in. And Hikari's just like, nope. And pulls Tailmon in for a hug and just like tries to cuddle her to sleep. And it's so precious. It's just like, my gosh. And Tailmon's just like, no, I'm angry. I'm a hero. My purpose is to fight Millenniumon. And Hikari's like, yes, yes, dear. That's nice, fine. Sweetie. Go to sleep.
You are pretty cat. So, like, let me pet you.
Oh, it is so great. And like,
I want to be both of these characters. What the hell?
This is great. I'm so happy. Thanks, Tailmon, for existing. And then next we have the underwater city starts moving, and this is thanks to the Daipenmon's giant popsicle hands. I'm here for this. I love this. This is great. And then we have Anno Malokarimon, who is often called Scorpiomon in the English dub, despite not being like a scorpion. He's like based on,
He's actually a Libra.
That's funny. That's really good. No, he's actually based on, I believe, an extinct animal.
I believe you're correct.
But anyway, because he's not a scorpion, he's like a water thingy. Anyway, so he shows up and attacks, and they do some physics, and they pierce through, like, the glass around the city, and Manta Raymon start coming in. Not water, just Manta Raymon. The water doesn't come in, I guess, because...
We'll say Manta Raymon is a real, like, lazy Digimon design.
It's just... Well, it's...
If it's good enough for Pokemon, it's good enough for Digimon.
Yeah, it's just, it's Manta Ray, what is the Manta Ray Pokemon? Is it just Manta Ray?
It's called Mantine.
Yeah.
Or Mantine.
Wait, Mantine, that's right.
That's how it's pronounced.
But Manta Raymon is just a slightly more interesting design of Manta Ray, the Pokemon Mantine.
Yeah.
But... A Johto Pokemon. I should know its name. I'm just like, I blank it. Like, I know what it looks like. I know that it has a baby form introduced in, like, Sinnoh or something. But anyway, so Mantaraymon start coming in, and it's kind of cool. And then I lost my place because I was like, what? Mantaraymon is the Patamon with the Digimental Reliability. That's what I wrote it as. Anyway, so we have Taichi evolving Agumon to Greymon, Sora evolving Piomon to Birdramon, Takeru evolving Patamon to Pegasusmon, which I'm always surprised to see because we pulled Angemon out like 3 times. And then Tailmon tells Hikari to stay behind and says that fighting is just her job, and then she jumps away and Hikari looks fairly disappointed but super determined. I'm here for that. Then we have Marine Angemon looks like she's struggling, I guess because she's trying to protect the city with like her power, and... it's hurting in her, and which is kind of like a nice little quick scene that we get. It's like 5 seconds of her just struggling. It's just like they're just adding in all these like bits of digital world weirdness and like things that they mentioned happening, and they're actually using that. That is surprising. I don't know why I'm surprised. I shouldn't be, for them just doing the bare minimum, but whatever. We have Tailmon trying to attack the Anomalocarimon, but it does nothing. Tailmon then starts falling, but grabs onto the Manbomon, then jumps up for an attack again, but it's pretty useless. And then we have Taichi evolving Greymon to Metal Greymon, and then Hikari's like, hey, big brother, I also would like to ride the giant dragon into battle and die. Which, and Taichi's like, lol, okay.
No. And then he gave a very proud smile that of course she wants to ride the dragon.
To be fair, I would want to ride the dragon. Really?
Like, come on, Shinji.
Yeah, like, even if it meant certain death, would take riding the dragon. Like, I want to die that way. Like, that's a good way to go out, like, riding a dragon. Best way. Anyway.
All right, so we're just going to take that the way I said
it. It's fine. No, isn't it a scaly? I don't know, I'm not in that area. Also, Keith drew me as a goat, which is the best thing ever, because goats are great. I like goats.
I am apparently going to be a cat in the near future.
That works.
I'm not taking part just yet.
Well, Keith will need to assign you your, what's the term? Designated furry? I don't know. Allocated? That's probably the word. Anyway,
We should get the LIT listeners to write in with what my first persona should be.
Yeah!
Yes! Everyone, if you think you know what Eevee's persona should be, you should
I keep pushing for Eevee, but that's, you know, that's me. Also,
it's kind of copyright protected.
She's adorable, Eevee's adorable.
It is copyright protected. You can't copyright protect a goat. You can try. Goats are the best, though. They just want to headbutt you and also be tall, so they're me. Anyway, so where were we? We have Taichi and Hikari both riding the Metal Greymon into battle, which is kind of great. And then they fly up to where Tailmon is, and Hikari tells Tailmon not to take all of this on her own, and then she jumps to Tailmon and says how Tailmon was calling her ever since she was a kid. And then in a flashback, we see baby Hikari playing with Miko the cat as a kitten. And then Tailmon says that even before she was, like, in the darkness, she's always been calling and waiting for Hikari, and how their encounter was fate. And then Hikari says she came here to save Tailmon, and that Tailmon should let her save her. And they join hands. And I think we were joking about, like, oh, Hikari doesn't have a Digivice yet because they haven't joined hands yet. And then they did in this episode.
Oh, no, I knew this was happening. It was a guarantee.
But I'm fine with it. Like,
oh, no,
even though it's
kind
of like,
it's a tradition. Sora got that
too. Just because we laughed about it. Yeah. Like, even if we laugh about things, they can still be good. Uh-huh. Like, it's just like, this is...
It was a good moment.
It was also meaningful.
They worked for this moment in a way that they did not for Sora.
Yeah, and they told us why we should care. Why should we care about these two? Well, Tailmon is a holy Digimon, and she's always been calling for Hikari, and now Hikari gets to have a personality, and she's really caring, and she cares about this cat. But the cat doesn't want her to join in the battle because she's 8 years old. But they actually have to join in the battle together to unlock their real power. So, Digimon.
So,
yes,
Digimon approves of child soldiers.
Yeah, basically, well, only if they're paired with a fluffy, cute animal companion.
That's about
and
right.
Only
I think that's just the plot of Precure.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, Digimon is an isekai, but also a magical girl anime. But instead of the humans evolving, it's their fluffy companion.
Oh, that okay, works. So I think we're just playing Azure Dreams now.
Yeah, whatever works. Once now that we have a Digivice, we have Taichi looking surprised. Even though we already guessed that Hikari was another chosen, we have Taichi looking really surprised that Hikari has a Digivice, which is just like, oh, come on, Taichi. Think
come
things,
on.
Please. Come on.
Taichi just being a himbo.
Yeah. To be fair, like, oh well, Taichi can be... Like, I don't think Taichi should be a smart character. Whenever he's, like, he can be sort of tactical, yes, but whenever he has, like, any intelligence, like, that's not Taichi. Taichi jumps into battle. Tailmon starts glowing, and so do all of the other Digimon too, which is kind of cool. Like, she's a holy Digimon, she can do that. And then Tailmon's powered up and is able to punch Anomalocarimon, and then all of the other Digimon attack too, and successfully are able to defeat the evil Digimon. And it's great. And then the Chosen depart the underwater city, and the episode ends. And I'm just like, oh, that was good. Oh, I was surprised. And then, of course, we get the Digimon Encyclopedia, and we get introduced to Tailmon, where Koshiro says that, according to his research, about 87% of people find cat punches gentle, which is great. Thanks for the research. And then he says that Tailmon's punch is more cool than gentle, which seems like just a random thing to say.
Koshiro,
but I'm
so
here for that.
Pure, and I love Koshiro.
So good.
They're good.
And And next time, I'm nervous because we're going to know about Angel Woman. I'm nervous because I don't want it to just... I don't want it to amount to, oh, she's hot. And then Kabutoimon was like, I want to be hot. Actually, no, that'd be great. That's the only... Okay, we're going to say
yeah,
that Angel
Woman is,
like,
goes,
beautiful.
I want to evolve into a hot girl, then I'm here for this.
That yeah, that's the only way. Like, if they just say Angel
Woman's
hot...
There has to be a Ladybug Girl Digimon available, right?
There should... I feel like there was
Come on, you cowards.
But I can't remember. I think there actually is. But anyway, I'm very worried because I don't want it to just be, I'm, like,
Please
kosher
don't be
thirsting
gross,
after
Digimon.
Angel Woman.
You've been doing
like,
okay
I don't
for a bit.
If they do make it a little bit gross with, like, kosher, just saying, oh man, Angel Woman's so hot, but then I said that, and then Tentomon was like, I want to be hot. Like, that's the only way that they can continue on with that.
Even then,
like,
I'd prefer they didn't.
Why would they bring up Angel Woman's hotness? That's not
because
something
it's Digimon, and we get jiggle physics. Because
they always, like, they just do that.
Also, we're just announcing that Angel Woman will be here next week, which is fine. I'm here for that.
Well,
it's just unusual.
The episode title does a thing, and honestly, I'm glad.
I missed the episode
people said
title.
They thought it's like the glistening Angel Woman.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
So, yeah, Angel Woman is happening. But I'm just, people were saying, oh, that they thought that Angel Woman would be in this episode. I'm glad that she wasn't. Because
No,
we
spaced that out. We let Tailmon be a character in her own right. It's a lot less Mary Sue than when Tailmon single-handedly beat every other member of the party in Adventure.
Yeah.
And then never, you know, did it again.
Yeah, never did it again. Like, Tailmon felt
Tailmon
like
was
she
using
was
the power
strong.
Of evil.
Yeah. I don't know. Tailmon is good. And that was basically the best way to sum up this episode. Tailmon is good. Yay. Now we've done discussing the episode, let's discuss the discussion parts of this episode. So first of all, highlights. I think I've mentioned all of mine because they all started with me saying, now this is probably my favourite part of the episode because I had about five of them. But by far, it's the fact that, I mean, overall, it is just Hikari and Tailmon actually having, like, a bond that's forming. Like, it's not just like, oh, they're destined to be together, handhold, glow, episode done. Like, it wasn't just that.
Yeah.
They gave us reason to care about the episode. Like, I didn't start crying, but, like, I definitely felt emotions, which is good because this show hasn't been one to give me any emotions, really.
I started the episode half asleep and came away from it going, God damn, I'm ready to podcast.
Yeah, which is, this is, that honestly, that should be every episode. Like, some episodes just be like, I have nothing to say about this episode, it was just okay. But this one is good. It had a lot of stuff that we, in other episodes, have said we wanted from Digimon. We had a confirmation that Tailmon actually was Dark Knightmon, not just in jail or eaten or something. Actually was Dark Knightmon, which is great because then when Hikari was kidnapped, if she's being called by the thing she's being kidnapped by, no wonder she would just stand there. That makes perfect sense, 100%. It's just there. And I know I said that that's the only way that this episode can be good, and then it was. Oh, this anime should be good, not episode, but yeah, it just continued on to be
good the whole time.
Weirdly good, and it did the Atmon thing where I was covering Atmon with Jay, we were always like, oh, what about this? Oh, that's too good for Digimon, and then it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this season has started to do that. Like, it didn't have as much as a stronger...
They dropped a few hints
chunk
here and there that we, you know, the Digivore thing was a little much, but it was a focus on you know, the principles of evolution, because, again, we're turning this into a, like, weirdly educational show.
Yeah.
And that's such a good niche for Digimon to get into.
Except when Brazil and India don't exist on the map. Otherwise, it's educational.
You know, it was pointed out to me recently that Neo-Yokio has just an amazing map in the background of one scene where just all of the continents are rearranged to look vaguely like they actually do.
I still need to watch that. Like, every day I'm like, I'm going to watch it, but then, like, I don't end up... Like, I've been watching Cobra Kai at the moment. I'm like, I should really move on to Neo-Yokio. But highlights for Digimon. Lots of them in this episode. I love the fact we're getting all these Digimon showing up. I hope we get to have a Wind Guardian episode, because the next Pendulum Z wave is coming out in March, and we get to see Wind Guardian Digimon. Also, one of them is the Metal Empire one, where Komodomon is in, so that's pretty hype. Really hoping that we get some Wind Guardians, though, especially because the new Wind Guardian Digimon is a dragon fruit. I'm not, like, they decided to, like, I'm not sure how they managed to get my personality. Oh, thanks, Langley. He wants to be on the podcast. I will send a photo of the good boy into the Discord chat. Langley is very annoyed that I am in this room talking to what he thinks is myself, because he doesn't understand online calls. But yeah, so one of the Digimon, this Wind Guardians, is a dragon fruit who evolves into just a plant dragon dinosaur thing, which I'm not sure how they managed to get my, like, everything I want out of a Digimon in a design, but they did it. And, yeah, so I'm very keen. The other Digimon's called Toropiamon, and is just, like, a really cool-looking dinosaur, but also a flower plant, and is the best thing ever. And I'm going to have to make a sprite for Langley, so he can be on the episode logo, because he clearly wants to be on this podcast.
Yes.
Langley loves
Langley
Digimon
too. Langleymon needs to appear.
Langleymon, well, he looks like Komodomon, just not that
That's
big.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Like, yeah.
We need a Komodomon for the title, or for the card.
Langley's
anyway,
helping.
Sure, we have a sprite yet. Thank you, Langley. But anyway, looking forward to seeing Wind Guardians, highlight being Deep Saber Digimon show up. It's just nice. It's also nice to have characters. I could go on and on. And Langley's apparently, I don't know if he's agreeing
excited.
With me or disagreeing with me. Yeah, he's clearly very excited. He's just like, oh my gosh,
they had characters.
It's like 8 p.m. The sun is going down soon. I get to see possums. This is the best day ever. Everyone come outside, please.
In another few hours, the sun will rise.
Yeah, the sun will go down in an hour here. But, yeah.
I want to rewatch Yu-Gi-Oh! Test now.
Thank you.
I got your reference.
But anyway,
appreciate it.
What other highlights were there?
Hikari, like, legitimately just had smiles that gave me feels. That's my highlight.
Yeah. And also Tailmon.
Tailmon a little less so, because Tailmon needed to, like, cool off a little bit here. But, you know, yeah, it was good. And it gave some room for character development to come yet. So that's also really good.
Which was, yeah, but it was surprising that we got some character from Tailmon, considering not to Helen
Digimon
Hikari.
Digimon usually don't get to be characters.
So
Hikari didn't
nice.
Get to be a character until Tailmon appeared.
That's
yeah, which
true.
Which kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
she
we definitely also did that to Takeru, and as much as we hated that, at least it was kind of equal opportunity.
Yeah, I'm fine. We're here now, and Hikari's good, so I'm not a peep out of me.
Yep.
What other highlights? Because I can't just go on and on about everything I love, because we'd be here literally all night. And I don't want to be, because I want to shower.
No, I already want
to go to
be
work
done.
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Yes. So, any other highlights?
Patamon's a good bean.
Patamon's
always. The little, like, bits of Patamon we had in Takeru, where they were like, where's your holy ring? Like, such a small but cute but funny moment. Like, yeah, you're right. I'm glad they pointed that out. Mm-hmm. I would have completely not thought about it.
Yeah, nobody
would have,
like, been upset about it. I would have pointed it out, but, you know, the fact that they made a joke about it was really nice. And I also appreciate that they didn't just go, oh yeah, I can just do that, by the way. Here's my holy ring.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I don't need a holy ring. Like, they have Patamon not...
I have boom,
like,
bubbles.
Patamon's
what
kind
else
of a baby.
You want?
Yeah, Patamon's like, he's like very powerful, but he's baby. And I love him.
He's so good.
Any other highlights? Because this whole episode was a highlight. Like, let's be real. Like, at least for me.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't...
Pegasusmon also.
It was paced so well.
It was really paced well. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Which is surprising, because this season's not been that well paced.
If they can actually pull this off and get something even in the ballpark of this, we're going to need to adjust our rating scale.
Oh, absolutely. And that means that I feel like, if we look at our ratings, I feel like a lot of the episodes will be 1s out of 5s.
Yep.
Which, you know, and that means that previous 5s might be, like, 4s, which is fine.
Reasonable.
Like, I think we've said, like, every time we've had, like, a chunk of 2 good episodes in a row, oh, we have to update our scales, and then immediately Digimon will give us, like, 5 episodes in a row.
In a row.
Like, ah, never mind.
Yeah.
4 is a pretty decent number in a row.
Yeah. Like, a longer streak of bad episodes was, like, between episode, like, oh, it was just 18, episode 18 and onwards.
Yeah.
Like, we gave a 4 to episode 22, but besides that, everything else has just been, like, muck until episode 31 or 32. 32 was out, like, 555s across the board, which is great. That made me happy. But, yeah, do we have any highlight, like, specific highlights? Because, like, I'm running a blank because I just... The whole episode's just good.
Just really character development. And the action was pretty good for a limited budget. But anyway, please, Evie.
Yeah, I know it's done, but Digivice Protective Bubble basically confirmed by Hikari and Tailman.
Love that. We saw it last episode and we saw it again, and it's just...
That's
it's
fine.
So much better than just, like, hand-waving, whatever magic. But now we actually got to see it. It's just like...
Please do that more often.
I don't think I can complain.
I always love the rare times that we got a, like, third-party view of Digivolution in the old seasons. And it was always so dumb because they never put thought into it. Here, we're going to spin around.
Yeah, I love it. Like, my favorite one is, it's in the Cross Wars crossover episode where we just have, like, we get to see what Takuya looks like from the outside, and we have Zanjiro just staring on in complete horror as he sees this naked child just be morphed into something else. Like, well, like, that's just such a nice moment. And the same applies for Takato, who is merging with a dinosaur, and we just get the character's completely shocked expression. Like, I can't believe that they did that. Like, it's just so nice. Anyway, any other highlights?
I woke up for this.
Yeah.
You did? That is a highlight. Yeah. Evie being here is a highlight. Quinn being here is also a highlight. The fact that we're all here is a highlight.
Yeah.
The fact that this episode is good is an even better highlight, because imagine if Yarl woke up for, like, a 1 out of 5 or a 0 out of 5.
I'd be kvetching so, like, hard.
You'd hate me. Like, you wouldn't hate me permanently, but you'd hate me for, like, the this podcast episode, at least, or until, like, you got some good sleep.
Especially, like, when you would have gone, like, off on a tangent for 10 minutes and I tried to say, hey, can we move this along? And you'd be like, yes, but it's really important that I finish this.
It's really important that I finished talking about a terrible episode. It's fine when I go on a tangent if it's a good episode.
Yes, I guess, it's really important distinction.
And also, my tangents mean more when it's a good episode, I think, at least. But anyway, anything else other than just this episode existing is a highlight, because it just means that this show has hope.
I'm going to resist the obvious Patmon joke. Like, it already had hope.
Yeah.
I like that. Now it has light.
Now it has light, by which we mean a white Digimon that is really easy to animate well.
Yeah, which is just, it's like, the great also white a plus for this show. Episode. Like, I'm just...
The animation looks surprisingly a lot better when you're just watching on a phone in bed.
I have to admit, I watched... Because, like, I broke a key in the door and I had to wait for a locksmith to arrive, like, for the Ultras Mode episode. And my golly gosh, that episode looked good if you're just watching it on phone. So I can completely believe that. Like, Digimon is meant to be watched on, like, small screens. Like, go 90s style with it. Are we ready to move on to lowlights? Or yeah. Do we have lowlights? Because I honestly can't think of any. I can't even, like, grasp at, like, low straws or low-hanging fruit.
Koshiro's been relegated to being BBC News.
It's better than the boat plot, and it's also at least not all the characters this time.
It's like 2 minutes of every week for the past 2 months has just been Koshiro with the ISS, and I want something else to happen.
Okay, whenever Koshiro shows up, can somebody just, like, edit in the BBC World, gadong, 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 like, the countdown? Because, like, that is the, like, whenever Koshiro shows up, that's, like, the ringtone that Taichi should have, the BBC News, like, I describe it as, like, the BBC News tone is gadong gadong.
I'm thinking of Countdown. Yeah,
it's very eerily similar to Countdown, like, but it exists and it is very catchy. It's just like, yes, I am very excited to hear the news, even though it's very much probably bad news. I'm at least happy that we get to hear this song. But no, yeah, Koshiro's BBC News. It's BBK, British Broadcasting Koshiro.
I just want something else to happen. I'm tired of Koshiro being like, yep, the ISS is still going down.
Yeah, that's why I think Taiji should just close the connection. Like, oh, Koshiro is just telling us the same thing. See ya. But yeah, any lowlights? We can all, like, having no lowlights is also a correct answer, I want to point out.
Much of the animation was still pretty crummy in places, and that's fine. But it is, you know.
Oh, I don't even, like, as long as the episode's good, I don't care. I will never care about the animation.
Yeah.
Like, I will point out funny things in the animation, but I'll never, like, it'll never be, like, my sole complaint. Like, I'll make fun of it because it's funny. It was funny that we saw Tailmon being, like, wonderfully animated, and then next minute we have Hikari without bone structure. It's just whatever. Anything else? Because I don't think there's anything that's unique to this episode. Like, Koshiro just being ISS... did I say IIS? No, that's the web development thing.
Koshiro, unfortunately, is not being ISIS. You do not, under any circumstances, gotta hand it to him.
I was thinking about the web server, IIS.
Ah, there's that.
Like, web server management, not the ISS.
I mean, he's basically the IEEE, if we're being technical, but...
Yeah, but anyways, but that's something that's not unique to this episode, and same with the animation. Do we have anything that's, like, a low light for this episode?
Hikari must be like, because she floated in the air for so long, jumping at Tailmon.
It was a dramatic jump. It was slow-mo dramatic. It's fine.
But they said so many words!
Oh, it is funny when you think about it like that.
But it's so long.
It is very long. They are just. I think it's just magic holding them up at that point. But also, it's so silly. And Langley wants to be on the podcast again. I think he's a good boy.
Langley's complaining because there was a cat in this episode.
That is true.
Where's the dog?
We're ready to move on. Well, Komodomon is a dog, and the cat was speaking dog.
Yeah, but the dog was clearly a damsel in distress this episode.
A little, but was also cool looking. Anyway, favorite character?
I'm gonna go Hikari.
That's fair. Eevee?
I'm gonna go Marine Angemon. I like that Marine Angemon. It's a good one. Little pink one. It's good.
I was tempted to pick Hikari, but I picked Hikari last week, and also I just liked Tailmon in this. I like the scene where she's tucking Hikari into bed was just so precious. And they're both precious in the moment, but specifically, like, Tailmon. So I'm going to give it to Tailmon, but Hikari is, like, a very, very close second because Hikari was just great in this episode. But I gave it to her last week. What about rating? After I watched this episode, I was so worried that I would be rating this episode too high, but now I think I'm just right on the ball because I gave it a 5. Eevee?
I'm not going to go as high as a 5, but I'll give it, like, a 4.
0.5. A 4? 4.5?
Yeah. I was going to say just 4, and I was like, no, that's too low. 4.5.
Yeah, that's fair. And Quinn?
Can I break the ceiling and call it a 5.25? I feel like this is
a step better than...
I will have an aneurysm, Quinn.
Okay, you will kill me.
I'm going to put 5 down, but I'm going to put a little asterisk as something that we're going to definitely
I'll at least clarify that this is a 5 out of Digimon in general, rather than a 5 out of, oh my god, we got a crumb of plot for a change, you know?
Yeah. So, Quinn, I guess in your ranking, are we putting that at the very, very tip top?
It is.
Coolios. That is good.
You really like cats.
I do.
It was a good cat.
They're good cats, okay?
So Quinn's has it in, like, first place. I have it in 6th place, but I feel like that's too... Like, I can't... Episode 6, The Targeted Kingdom, had Mimi as a queen with a leaf bag, and I can't put... Like, for some reason, I can't put something above that, but I think I'm going to actually have to move... I think I'm going to have to move it up. I think... I really like Soaring Hope, but I actually... I think it's better. I think I'm actually going to move it from where I had it in, what'd I say, 6th place?
Yep.
To actually just being in 1st place. Because after talking about this episode, it's just like, even Langley is agreeing with me. It's just like, yes, it definitely deserves to be in 1st place. So that's where I'm going to put it for me. I'm just going to, I loved Soaring Hope. I really liked Pegasus Mom. But this episode was just so nice and had such... Thanks, Langley. He's getting close to the window. He's just like, hey, I can hear your voice. Hey. Thanks, Langley. But yes, he's very excited about my decision to move that to the top. Or maybe he's really mad. I can't tell. Evie, where are we putting episode 34?
It goes in 3rd place.
3rd place. That's so bad. We're bumping down episode 14, The King of Insects, and we're slotting in Hikari and Tailmon. And then... Overall, our rating is 14.5, which is unique. We don't have any other 14.5s. So that means overall it also goes in first place. So we're getting some episodes that are rating pretty high, which is...
Did you say third or first?
First overall.
How can it go first overall? We've had three perfect fives.
No, we haven't. Have we?
I thought we did. Like, last episode.
No, last episode...
Episode 32!
No, you're right. It's a 14 or 5. I put in the wrong spot. I was meant to put it in... Thank you for picking that up, because I was... my brain is slowly dying. I was meant to put it in second place, but it is unique, as it's the only 14.5, which means, it's second place. Thank you, Evie, for picking up on my brain not counting. But, so it's in second place overall, which is really nice to see, because we had a lot of episodes which were just hanging out down the bottom, which was not fun. And now we have episodes that are hanging out near the top, which makes me nervous for the next episode. I'm just like, I'm waiting for it to just break.
I don't know. I got a good feeling.
I'm just like, okay. See, I did have a good feeling, like, at the start of the show, but because it broke my heart, I don't know, maybe I'm
willing to believe they put a lot of effort into it and then just got completely screwed for a while.
Yeah, like, it could have just been, like, hit by COVID, which is
sad. The timeline really works on that, in fairness. I have a question for the podcast. Can Digimon be about why we should eat the rich?
That is the direction it's going.
I know, it's great.
Yeah, I'm actually here for this. Like, definitely, we're
going to tell kids to literally kill and eat the rich. It's the story of the season. We're going to eat Faga. That's my prediction.
They were corrupted by evil and greed.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to digi for them.
I'm actually, if that's the whole, like... idea of this whole like the premise of the season, I'm just like, I'll be very like surprised. Koshiro
has said the
words
fake news more than once in relation to Faga.
Like, fake news,
fake
like,
news
that's
is powering Faga. That's just the plot of this series.
I love it so much. Anyway, so on to questions from listeners. We have Ray of Truth saying, with all these obscure Digimon coming back, they really want to see Sheepmon. Yeah, I'm so here. Like, I'm here for new Digimon showing up, like Sangomon and like my brain head empty. Forgot big dog name. Can only say Langley. Almost called Komodomon. No, like, almost said Langley.
It's Langleymon. It's fine.
Langleymon. It looks like Langley.
I'm only like, ever going to refer to this Digimon as Langleymon.
Yeah, the Digimon name is really hard for me to remember because I just keep on calling it Langleymon. But yeah, I'm all for like new Digimon just showing up in the anime. That's great. I love seeing new Digimon. But I'm also here for Digimon that we've never seen. Like, if we get Patamon evolving from Pegasusmon and then into Godramon, I'm so here for that. He recently came out in Rearise and wasn't very good, but also evolved from Airdramon. I don't know, but I love Godramon.
No, it's because you said they recently came. It's okay.
They recently came out. I like that. That's good. That's good. I agree with Ray of Truth. More obscure Digimon coming out. Sheepmon, yes, all of them. Next we have Snide, who says, at this point in the series, the characters are such an afterthought and the plot is no more than a loose excuse for the next fight rather than anything substantial. And I hope this episode, this episode changed your mind, because this episode actually had characters and had, like, some plot, which is nice. Anyway, so they continue to say the best way to enjoy the series for them right now is to sort of episodic spectacle rather than trying to make sense of anything. And then they continue that they wonder if they're going to save Millenniemon as the big bad for 30 more episodes, or if they defeat him before that and we get an even bigger final boss.
I really hope that we get just a bigger version of Millenniemon. Give me Moon equals Millenniemon. Yeah. Give me something.
Yeah, give me this Millenniemon just existing. Yeah, just give Millenniemon. I don't want him just to be beaten in like one episode, like with Devimon. That was weird.
That was terrible.
Next, who's typing?
I'm
all
sorry.
I could hear was typing.
Evie.
I'll stop.
Okay. All I could hear was like typing for 10 minutes, and I was like, oh no. Anyway. Next we have JCmon05, who says that they thought it was odd that Ty spotted the Skull Knightmon group crossing by as they travel to the place of sacrifice. Ty arrives there around the same time as the kidnappers. Like, was Skull Knightmon unsure of where to go when they kidnapped Hikari like a few episodes ago? Did they stop for a long lunch? I think that... I don't actually know, because they did stop during the time. That it's just very plot convenient, and I guess I didn't think too much into it because I enjoyed the episode, and I guess it just that fact kind of just sort of I it just completely went over my head. But now you've pointed that out, like, that is a good point. That is maybe Dark Maelstromon is just a really slow flyer, and Komodomon's really fast. That's the only way I can think of explaining it.
It did take like 4 episodes to get Hikari to where she was being kidnapped to.
Yeah, but they anyway, are made of that's metal. A good point.
True.
Metal doesn't fly super well unless it's a plane. Dark Maelstromon's not a plane.
That is a point. He's definitely not a plane. I do agree with you there.
Exists in 3 dimensions.
Yeah. That was funny. Quinn. That's good. That's good.
Really?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Look, I can't turn off the teacher jokes anymore. This is just what I do.
This is who you are now.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
Anyway. We have to move on.
Maybe
unfortunately.
I was born this way.
Next, the guy is here, says that they're curious what we think about the theory that the season is a direct sequel to Adventure based on both Patamon and Tailmon, saying that they were waiting on Takeru and Hikari by name, implying that they knew who they were before meeting in Adventure 2020. They said they don't personally buy into the theory, but they can see where some people are coming from. I think they just know their names. It's plot.
It's divine fate.
Yeah, which works. We've seen that in Digimon before. Then we have OG Multimedia, who says, what is Faga? Which we've said a lot is just Facebook, Amazon, Google, Android, or... No, Apple.
Apple.
Yeah,
Apple.
Facebook, Amazon, yeah. But big tech companies. Next, they said... Desinformation says that what they understood is that Tailmon was just in there imprisoned, waiting for Hikari to come and get her. But it could just be Tailmon was Dark Nightmon all along, and what was calling Hikari was Dark Nightmon's inner light that everyone has, even the most evil creature. But at the same time, it feels like Millenniummon seemed to have plans on sacrificing the Holy Digimon, so Tailmon was probably just a prisoner in the darkness. So next to Digimon would have been captured would probably be Lopmon, most likely Makemon, because they did show the fully evolved form. And if they go the Makemon route, they guess they will introduce Genii. I don't know why they would introduce Genii.
Yeah, please don't introduce Makemon or Genii.
And
we don't need
them. Then maybe we'll get and then they go on to say that maybe we'll get an explanation about why he was able to try. Universe, I don't think we're going to get that.
Would believe there might be some subtle, haha, everything's a multiverse, but I really don't think that we're going to try and fill any of the massive plot hole that is Try.
No, we're just going to ignore that. Next we have SleekEmu7, who said, plot twist, Gatchmon is Millenniummon all along because he is Google.
I'm here for that. You know what? Leviathan just shows up and is Faga.
I'm here for that, yeah. Next we have Leo Campo, who just gives 4 emojis thumbs up, so I also will...
What a mood.
Thumbs up to them too. Like, that's a mood, that's how I feel this episode. I don't even have 4 thumbs, but if I did, I'd be giving them to this episode. Next, we have Seth Gray, who says that they think that Tailmon is very reminiscent of when Agumon went like a glowing outline when he dark evolved into Machinedramon, and then he got out of it by forming War Greymon, also all outlines, and then his regular self. It looked exactly like Tailmon when she came out of Dark Nightmon, so I'm fairly confident it was a dark evolution. And yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, I guess we now know that it is confirmed as a dark evolution, and I'm still so glad
that we got
that.
Well, I'm not even going to call it a dark evolution, because I think what we're doing here, and I think we're going to start seeing this more, is that when an alternate evolution becomes available, they can go into it in a glowy form, and then it becomes solid when it's a permanent choice kind of deal.
Yeah, I like that. Next we have Child Emperor asking the real questions. How long has Joe been in the hot springs? How much time passes in each episode? Has Joe
been
only
like
been in the hot
springs
for a few hours?
Tops.
Yes, it's been like 2 hours. With everything going on, it feels like Joe has been there for days. Also, Joe has nothing in his upper body. Come on, he's 11 or 12.
Come on. You've taken That's a bath
fine.
Before.
Yeah. No muscles, chest, nipples, or belly button. He's anime body. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, like, it's a child nurse. In a bath, which is a normal thing in Japan, and really should be a more normal thing here. People have skin.
Yeah.
He is just a skinny nerd.
But yeah, no, good point though about like...
It sure feels like a lot more time in universe than it has been.
It would be nice if they addressed like a little bit about how much time has passed. Because yeah, it was done Devimon yesterday. Is this the first time like for a while we've had a night pass? I think this is like the second night we've had pass like in the last like 20 episodes. I don't know.
That sounds about right to me.
Because like I don't remember the characters making a deal of sleeping.
If somebody is willing to sit through a rewatch, please tell me.
It depends if you count Dark Knight month passing.
Friend and Patreon Fate is actually starting his watch of adventure, so I'm going to send him a message and say, hey, Fate, can you just write down every time a night passes in the digital world? Thank you. And then we don't have to do anything. That'll be fine. We'll find out when they catch up.
Also ask them to please maybe also note any meals eaten.
Okie dokie. I will literally send that now because otherwise I'll forget.
All right.
Hey, when you watch Digimon, make note of two things. I have the loudest keyboard in the history of keyboards, by the way. Thanks, Cherry Blues. One, how many nights pass in digital world, i.e. sleeping in digital world, not real world. Two, many meals eaten in digital world.
Wasn't it nighttime when, important.
Thank you.
Oh, wait for me to finish. Wasn't it a night time, like, when Komodomon was chased by...
Air, did you just evolve into Microsoft Sam?
I forget the... What was it called? When they were in the big, like, Komodomon chase scene with the lasers.
That was night time.
Yeah, so surely a night passed then.
So that's our second night since Dundevimon, which is wild.
But it's still... Okay, Fate has immediately replied with, oh no, homework? But wait a second. No, he doesn't get a choice. I'm sending him this homework.
If you're a true fan of the podcast, you'll do our research for us.
Yeah, he's a fan of my virtual pet videos. He says, didn't they fix it in later series when you don't actually get hungry? I don't know. They haven't said otherwise. Because that would involve actually putting in dialogue. Hey, I'm hungry. We've had Mimi talk about food, but that's it. Anyway,
Agumon,
I'm done typing.
Full.
Yeah, but that's Agumon.
Yeah, and that's just a thing Japanese, like, culture says people do when they're sleep-talking, is they say they can't eat anymore, because haha, they're dreaming about eating food. I don't understand the fixation, but it's a real thing.
Yeah. Ooh. And then we'll move on to the last question, comment, which is Ritza21, who says, honestly, the best part of the episode for them was watching the Tai Chi fight. Then all of a sudden you hear Patamon Shinka, and they were shocked. Just seeing Takeru fight like a regular Digidestin alongside Tai Chi and Sora was amazing. I hope the rest of the 33 episodes have Takeru fighting on a regular basis, not like in the original where he just fought a handful of times. I 100% agree with that. Like, it is so nice to see Takeru, like, actually... holding up his Digivice, and he's like, hey, Patamon, do you want to do a Shinka? And then Patamon's like, hell yeah, I want to do a Shinka.
Who don't want to do a Shinka?
It sounds too much like Shank.
Oh, no. We have Patamon that doesn't want to be the champion. Like, we have, like, not all Digimon want to be the champion, because Patamon does not want to be a champion. He just hangs out not evolving for, like, the majority of the show.
He's going to be the winner. Kind of,
Pegasmon has appeared in, like, the last three episodes.
Yeah, Pegasusmon appears to be not nearly as rare as Angemon. I do think we'll see an Angemon fight before the end of the series, but...
I think that now we've got... when we have Angemon, I think we're going to do another... Oh, holy Digimon, have their powers, like, slightly awoken a little bit.
Like,
so I think that once we have Angemon, I think we're going to have Angemon again. But I also don't want to give up Pegasusmon because I really like Pegasusmon's
design. I really think we're moving toward an alternate form for Tailmon as well at some point. And
I hope it's Magnedramon.
Maybe.
I know things because of the Digivice.
Fair.
Of course you do.
But it's not a huge spoiler because it's nothing new. But I'm not going to say it because still, it is sort of a spoiler.
It's still wild that, like, hamster digivolves to angel and cat digivolves to angel.
Look, that's why I prefer Godramon being Patamon's ultimate form, because it just matches with Holydramon. They're just giant dragons.
I'll grant you that.
Them.
Oh, Fanimon's just kind of boring. That being said, can we wrap this up? Because I would like to go to bed.
That's fair. And you have to send me the raw. But anyway, so let's do the thing so Quinn can do the thing. And Evie can also do
the
thing.
I'm
going to
be the sleeper. Be the sleepers.
And also, I'm going to be the sleeper too, because it's almost, as I said in that animation that I mentioned last episode, and I'm mentioning it again, it's almost 9 o'clock. So let's do a thing. So thanks everyone for joining us this week. Next time we're watching episode 35, The Glowing Angewoman. Now, Do we have any predictions that aren't in the immediate obvious answer, which is just Angelwoman happens?
I think it's going to be good.
I think we're going to reach Millennium.
That's a big one.
I think within two episodes, Angelwoman is going to be nerfed.
Yeah, I think we're going to get Angelwoman, and I think that Patamon's going to glow.
Yeah.
Like, as in, I don't think we're going to get immediately, oh, I can be Angelwoman now. I think, Patamon's going to have emotions.
If anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope we continue with Pegasusmon. I know that Angelmon must be in our future, but I hope it's not anytime soon. I think that this episode might have something about his memories reawakening, so his ability to evolve to Angelmon might be coming back, but I hope it's not immediate.
I really hope that we're not going to undo the whole thing we just did with, hey, I'll keep going even if I can't be Angemon anymore. Like, I mean, give it some time, please.
Mm.
I reckon that they're going to fail to stop Millenniumon coming back, because the ISS is going to finally die.
Yeah.
Just kill it.
Yeah, we might get one more delay, depending on how much evolution we want to do before we start that part, but hopefully soon.
I would love it if they, digivolve to the next level, but still failed.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Unexpected. Please let them fail.
That'd be new.
I want the despair.
We saw that in Frontier, kind of. It was bad.
We saw it too many times in Frontier, yeah. But it is nice when the Chosen don't necessarily win.
Of those was really cool.
We did have evolution episodes where the one that was evolving lost, and it was the girl, which is annoying. It's like the worst episode of Digimon for me on the basis that it's the evolution episode, the episode where you're meant to be just like, it's the debut.
And if
buff
you were going to do it,
Tomoki unbeatable.
Is the character you set up for that.
Yeah, but no, it's Fairymon, and she hits the bad guy with her butt and then has to be rescued by one of the boys.
Yeah.
Doesn't even win her evolution episode. It's good when the characters fail, but I don't like it when it's just randomly just the female
misogyny.
Character.
Yeah.
What I would like to happen is Millenniumon comes back, they have to retreat, and then they regroup, and everyone else gets unlocked some mega evolutions as well.
Yeah.
Or just everyone else gets to show up. Would be
everyone
nice.
Everyone else gets to show up, and everyone gets to be an alternate evolution would be really good.
I know we didn't get a Mimi or Joe update this episode, which is fine. Like, it didn't really need to happen.
Who cares?
But
we got
an
ISS update.
I would like a Mimi and Joe and not an ISS, please.
Yeah, I would just want a Mimi and Joe episode. Like, maybe half the episode is just Mimi having the Fight Club gambling
ring.
Two
episodes from
Mimi
now, I would love it if we could do Mimi.
Any other predictions? I just would like it to be good. I'm still fairly pessimistic. I don't think it's going to be good on the basis that this season has shown me that it can be not good. But I just really would like it to be good. I really want us to say we have to change the scale. We have to change the rating. But I'm worried if we do that, next episode, let's say, this next episode's the best episode ever. We all give it fives. We say it's better than episode 32. And then we decide to change the scale. And then the show immediately goes bad again.
I think that happens. And then we have to start giving things actual ones that Digimon deserves more often than we give.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of time we're just like, oh, come on, it's Digimon. We can't expect it to be good. But then we get actual, good episodes sometimes. They're not common. But it's nice when we do.
I'm pretty happy with the scores I've been giving. I've been okay. Not just giving it points for points' sake.
Yeah, I've been too nice. The lowest I gave was a 2. I need to give more ones. Episode 18 was terrible. It was just most of the cast just sort of realizing they can't stand, but for some reason Taichi and Yamato can. And then when they do Omegamon again, that was terrible.
It was pretty bad.
Not do that again. But that's the lowest mark I gave it as with a 2. So
yeah.
Wait, no, I gave 25. Wasn't 25 the episode where that was really terrible with the falling from the sky? Did I give that a 2.5? It deserves lower than that.
Sure does.
Because physics. But it wasn't even fun physics, like this episode, where it's just like, oh, whatever, physics doesn't matter. It was just bad physics.
Yeah, it's let's pretend physics matters for a minute. Anyhow.
Anyway, any other predictions?
I think it's going to be good.
Cool. I hope it's going to be good.
I hope they keep this good streak going.
Me too.
It would be good because, this is my third 5 out of 5 in a row, and then the episode before that I gave a 4.5. So I'm, despite my ratings, I'm very pessimistic still. But anyway, anything could happen. So speaking of predictions, Quinn has asked me to start pestering her to upload her recording now.
Yes.
So I predict that she'll send it through before she sleeps. Yes. And also, Evie, please also do the thing, because
yep.
I can't send the roar out just if it's Quinn and I talking and then just having silence.
It'd be pretty funny, though.
Both of you need to... Obviously not now, because we're still recording, but you need to send the thing.
I will, yeah.
So I
will.
Have that record... I have that little bit in there in my segment guide, I have another one later
I'm
on.
I'm pretty punctual with sending it over.
Oh, you're very good. Like, sometimes I'll just be getting up to get myself, like, a glass of water, and all of a sudden I'll come back, and it's just, like,
right.
Evie's already uploaded it. I'm like, wow, that was... How fast is your internet? How is that file already there?
It's
like,
4 in the morning, just so I'm going to beg off before the outro.
That is fair.
But...
So I'll do my thank yous now. So yeah. Thank you to Quinn and Evie for joining me, and Quinn is leaving now.
All right.
So she'll miss my second pester later on in the outro.
That'll be funny. Oh. Night-night.
Night night.
Good night.
Please sleep, and also do the upload. Okie dokie. And we'll continue with the outro. So the link dumps in the description where you can find all about, what were they called? Vor balls or something? The big
Zorb balls, not Vor balls.
Vor balls, that's just a little bit too close to
Vor.
No, oh no. No. Bad.
You made that happen, mate.
I didn't mean it. They're just the balls. The water balls, hamster balls, but plastic, and you run around in them in the water, and you do that. Anyway, they exist. I'm not crazy. Our Redbubble's in the description, and you can get more than just shirts there too, but sadly you cannot get Lost in Translation 1 branded balls that you can run around in the water. That would be weird. So you can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslation1@gmail.com and join all my other spam. Don't know how I'm getting spam. I'm getting rid of it very slowly. Somebody put me through... obviously, literally every newsletter that they could find. So thanks for that. Don't really care about Burt's Bees and lingerie, but whatever.
I like lingerie. So forward those to me.
I should forward them to you. Yes, that works. You can also comment on this episode or message us on our website, lostintranslation1.com. And you can also check out our release schedule there too. And blog posts. I often post about virtual pets because virtual pets are great. You can also follow us at Translation on Twitter. And we're also Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And obviously, you leave a comment on this episode on YouTube, and we'll read it out on the show, because that's the easiest place for me to just read off, because I'm lazy and can't be bothered just collaborating them for Postmon Pat like I used to back in the day. We also have a discussion thread on With the Will, and we also have one in the Digimon subreddit. We'd also appreciate it if you would view us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast listening app that you use, and we'll read out the rating on the podcast. And we also have a Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month, and that gets you access to a illicit Discord server when you can read terrible, terrible, terrible jokes that I make and pollute everyone's mind with. But there are higher levels, more rewards such as notes, early episodes, and more. And also, you can get the raw, the unedited copy of this episode for $10 or more per month, which you will get out as soon as Quinn and Evie have both sent their recordings through, and I have compiled it with mine and yeeted it into the internet. And thank you to our current supporters. I combine supporters and Patreon. They're just called supporters. All right. Thank you to our current supporters on Patreon. Joe, Stephen Reese, with Wild64, an archive of our own. Kaidawashi, Chisai, who you can follow on Twitter at Chisai236. Wow, I didn't say Twumblr that time. Thumbs up me. Kyle Lismet, who's a Lickman on Tumblr. Nicholas, Metal Maimon, Sam, Anthony, Keith from Gone Will Hunting, a Hunter Hunter Rewatch podcast. Silverheadfreak25, Magnus, Lucas, Blindman, Javis, and Patrick. And you can also make one donation on PayPal, which you found in the description. It's paypal.me/edremon. Or you can donate to my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/edra. And of course, Evie, thank you for joining me. Talk about the Moncast, please.
You can listen to us on the Moncast. I will have an episode tomorrow.
Yay!
It will be good.
I hope so.
Quinn and May join me every week for some reason. I keep inviting them and they keep turning up and I don't know why.
Well, I turn up because I miraculously wake up at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning. And I'm like, oh,
we're also,
I like friends.
We're also investigating, like, potentially cutting out tons of Pokemon filler. So that might make the podcast just that bit more enjoyable for us, especially.
Yeah, so, and then Pokemon won't be struggling so much against Digimon.
Yeah, Digimon hopefully. Is wiping the floor with Pokemon. It's so bad.
Yeah. But yeah, so definitely check us out on the Moncast if you need more Quinn, Evie, and May in your life. But otherwise, we will see y'all next time, and obviously Quinn is no longer in the call, but hopefully is sending through her roar so I can get out the roars to everyone who is a $10 per month plus Patreon. There we are. I got the words out eventually.
You can find Quinn on the Twitters at RealHubica.
Oh, good night. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.